Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the cat voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice, and it's time now for another edition of The Food Show, in which we talk about everything that you ever ate in your life and a lot of food that you ate that you didn't even bother to write down anything for. We'd love to hear from you today as we sit around and talk about food and restaurants and cooking and wine and all the rest of it. Our telephone number is 260-6368, 260-6368. Master Douglas, are we sounding okay on your end?
You are alive.
I am. That's what you think. Anyway, there he is. Now we can just go on and move ahead. It's nice to feel have that feeling for you. It is. Where were we doing the day? I was using some leftover paper. You know how everybody does. Well, a lot of people do anyway. And managed to put it all together so that I can have something to write on instead of nothing to write on. So anyway, as the program progresses, we're going to have some of our other guests over here. I don't know what all is coming exactly because Marianne, who is the person who checks on all of that and tells us what the concept is and how late we can go and how late we need to come back or some stuff like that. I don't know. But you'll learn about it as fast as I do if you give us a call, 260-6368, 260-6368. Call right now. You'll get right in. Let's see. What did I have for breakfast today? It just occurred to me. Oh, I see. I had a one slice of 15 nut and seed, one whole big slice of that, and served it with some blueberries, and that worked for me. So enjoyed it. You have anything like that? Anybody out there listens to that kind of stuff, just a simple little bit of bread in the morning. You toast it a little bit. You put something interesting in between it. I usually only do two, one of them, so I don't have anything to fold over the first one. But how do yours go? Or anything else you want to tell about anything at all? That's our rule here. We've hit the spot. Now we can really do something. And it's let's see, what's your name again? It's Marianne.
I'm so flattered.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, you take those two words together and you got something. What's
flattered or Marianne?
Huh?
If you put two words, Marianne or flattered together.
I don't know. I'm going to have to sit this down and see how everything breaks up.
Yeah.
Having a reasonably decent day today, are you?
I am. How about you?
Good. Shall I set up anything for you here to make
my headset, but I'll just find it while we're doing the show.
Oh, good luck.
I'll just
and then just when it starts screaming
it out as we go.
Yeah. That's the worst part for me is when it starts screaming.
That's a huge problem for you.
This is sounding okay for me.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And how's it sound for you? This is one of those little things. We're out here in the Coolwater Ranch, and
yes,
we figure let's kind of skin off a little bit about some of these little tiny, you know, digital matters
let's talk
to think about.
King cakes today.
King cake. All right, from the beginning.
Has anyone found a really great king cake that is new to them?
Ah, well, that's interesting.
That they want more of.
You
I
got
find
one?
That an interesting concept to begin with. I've never had a king cake that I wanted more of.
No?
But there are people who really like them.
Well, there's plenty of them to choose from.
Doing one that you can decorate yourself.
Who?
Gambino's.
Gambino's always has. They're famous. They of all of the king cakes out there, that's the one. Then there's about two or three other ones. The guys over on Jefferson Highway.
Haydell's.
They've always been good. Mm-hmm. Dornex, they, as a matter of fact, they have a big sign up in their store saying, these are the best of all the king cakes.
I think they have a sign like that for a lot of things. And you know what? Well, they're right.
People buy that. It's amazing.
Right. I mean, in the case of Dornex, it is. I remember, where was I? Maybe at the post office not long ago.
Yeah, and?
And someone was talking about something they were mailing to someone that came from Dornex. And yeah, just the mention of the name of the store elicited testimonials from people in the post office at Abita Springs about how wonderful a place it was. You would think that we're talking about Oz.
Oz?
He is. Let's talk to
John Volpe's on the phone.
Happy Mardi Gras-ish time.
What?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Come on in. Have a seat.
Hey. Thank you. Mary, thank you. How are you guys doing today?
I think we're all right. How about you, John?
I'm doing fine, but I can't hear you.
Okay. Well, that's...
Now I can.
I think Tom secretly, when I'm not in here, turns my mic down.
Okay. Now I can hear you.
Nobody likes watching.
Hey, John, what's going on?
I got a restaurant report for you.
Oh, okay.
Well, are eager to hear it. What is it?
Stingrays and Kenner.
Stingrays. Actual sting cake? Stingrays?
Stingrays is out by the Kenner.
Stingray.
Yeah.
They used to be in Metairie, didn't they? Wasn't Stingrays in Metairie by where Dabs is now?
Not that I know of. I mean, we've lived in Kenner for a while, and I've always remembered it being out here. I think they opened in the late 80s, but I couldn't swear by it. But anyway, long story short, we went there on Valentine's Day. Didn't have reservations because we didn't think we were going to be going out. We thought we were going to be babysitting. But long story short, that changed. And after trying a half dozen places to go, we said, well, let's go back towards home. Went to Stingray's, Valentine's night. They were slammed like everybody else was. And we got in there. Girl said it's going to take about a half hour maybe to seat you. 20 minutes later, we were seated. And they continue to be slammed, but got great food. I got the, I think they called it the pork chops pontchartrain, which was two huge pork chops. I got one fried and one grilled.
So this is a restaurant?
Yes, this is a restaurant. Restaurant and bar.
Whereabouts exactly?
If you know where the Esplanade Mall is, it's
the Esplanade Mall.
It's in Kenner.
John, is anything in Esplanade Mall now?
Not a
there's
lot.
A few
I haven't been in there. I haven't been. You know, there's not a lot in there. My wife tells me, she said that the food court's not even in there anymore. I said, wow. Things are really dying.
That's too bad.
But Macy's in there, you know. They got a Dillard's, but it's a clearance store. And so the biggest store around Esplanade Mall is really the Target, is, you know, freestanding. But anyway, long story short, back to Stingrays. They were totally slammed, but the food was excellent. My wife got the grilled shrimp with you got two sides with the order. And she got, sweet potato fries, and I forget her other side. I got the spicy potato salad, which was delicious, and the onion rings. And it was outstanding. Matter of fact, we're going back there tonight because it's lobster night tonight.
Wow.
What kind of lobster is it? It's a big difference from the good ones and the bad ones.
Yeah, a Maine lobster, pound and a half. Served with corn and potatoes for like I think $18.
Oh, that's great.
And they do that on Tuesday and Wednesday nights, and you know, we had so much food I had to take mine home. I could only finish about half of one of the pork chops, but they were delicious. They were delicious.
I still have a puzzle that I am wondering about. The Stingray. Where is
Stingrays? Is in the Esplanade Mall.
In the Esplanade Mall.
It's behind. It's actually in the parking lot. In the parking lot. In the parking lot of where the Esplanade Mall is. It's actually in the back of the mall.
Oh, okay.
And
I think
gotta,
I know where you're
you
talking
actually,
about.
Yeah, you got to actually enter it from a side street in back of the mall to physically get to the parking lot of it. But they,
I always pictured that as a bar. I didn't know it was a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still
not convinced.
Very,
very good.
Good.
Look at
Look at that.
Yeah, it's a seafood restaurant and bar. Look at the menu. Quite reasonable on prices. Got great daily specials and, you know, every day of the week, different specials for lunch. And they're open Tuesday through Sunday. So, but very, very good.
Okay. Good,
very good.
All right.
Because it's really not easy to find a place to eat in Kenner.
No, it's not. And especially when you didn't have reservations on Valentine's. We went, I swear, we went to six different places. All of them, well, you got an hour wait here, got an hour wait there. And, you know, but that's, you know, we didn't know we thought we were going to be babysitting, and things changed to the 11th hour. Yeah. So anyway, that's my report. Mm-hmm.
John, are you a Little Chinatown fan?
I've only eaten there once. And we tried to go there, too, but their parking lot was full. I mean, I hear nothing but good things about it, though.
It's China.
Little Chinatown, That's on Williams Boulevard.
The other day about it, and I was just thinking, it's really, really popular, so maybe we missed something. I thought it was pretty ordinary.
Okay. Yeah, I know Tom likes it. Usually, when we get Chinese out in Kenner, we go to Young's Garden, which I think would which is the same family that owns China Doll. I think it's like a sister or whatever. And Young's Garden for Kenner now, that's usually where you go because you get a lot of food. And I would think I've only eaten the Little Chinatown one.
Okay.
Here we go. We got you.
I think you went off for a second. Who's the family that owns Young's?
It's the same family that owns China Doll. It's the same. It's the same. The same family.
Okay.
I don't. Young's is okay. I think China Doll is about two steps to three steps beyond Young's Garden. But Young's, Young's Garden, that's our go-to place for Chinese. And I've only eaten at Little Chinatown once, but I hear nothing but good things about it. And I haven't eaten at it enough times to give you, a fair reading on it besides what I just said.
Okay.
Hi, it's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. If you lost us for a couple of minutes there, it was only for 1 minute and probably less than that, and we fixed it all better. So we're ready to go. And Michael 75 joins us over here on the Orange phone. Michael?
Yeah, good nobbin.
And a nobbin, too, to you. Let me go put this knobbin on here.
Anyway, okay, here's the way I analyze restaurants.
Yeah.
If they have two or three really good things and 10 mediocre things, I just stick to the two or three and I call it a great restaurant.
There you go.
For example, at Little Chinatown, the duck soup is incredible. I ate half of the duck soup. It's a lot of it for like $7.99 or $8.99. I took the other half home, and a week later, I ate the duck. It was even better. So their duck is fabulous. Also, the conch is great, too, and their fried wonton. So those three things, get those three, don't get anything else at Little Chinatown. By the way, yesterday I had a platonic meal. It was at Vincent's on Testand in Metairie.
Vincent,
I had the cuisse de cornille, frog legs. They were incredible.
Okay.
And then
there
I had
I said, there you go.
Okay. Then I had the oyster casserole, which was great, too. Platonic. Richard Collin would have loved this joint. And I have to give a shout-out to a little place called Norjo's. Have you been there?
Sure have. It's changed hands a couple of times. The people who owned it, it was They were named for themselves.
Norma and Joe.
Norma and Joe. And it was on Metairie Road, right where the railroad tracks cross Metairie Road.
It's called Frisco.
Yeah.
Frisco.
And
yeah,
Joe
Frisco
passed
Street.
Away,
that's right.
And then Norma sold it to a guy named Mark, who's doing a great job with it.
Yeah. And they bring in mostly Italian goods, and they bring it out directly from locals, and they come back with a lot of different kinds of everything you can imagine. Sardines you could have, and I wasn't even joking on that one, and also quite a few other items, the cheeses I mentioned already, but there's plenty more where that came
Mark
from.
Mark has brought a fresh approach to what they're doing.
Absolutely true.
They were much more old school. He's new school. What?
Right, exactly. My wife, on my birthday every year, gives me a bottle of the 25-year-old balsamic vinegar from Modena.
Wow.
And that's my present. I put it on strawberries, on Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, etc. But I want to give him a shout-out because a friend of mine told me he had bought the homemade Alfredo sauce from them they had made. And he said it was fabulous. So I went over there and bought it. And a couple of days later, I fixed the pasta, put it on there, and it tasted real sour. So I brought it back. And this is how you're supposed to treat people. It was a $6 container. And so they said, oh, we're going to give you an $8 container, plus I'm going to make you right now a homemade cannoli.
I love that. How about fanolis?
That's how you treat people, not like that guy at Mr. Ed's that told me, I don't care what it says online, you're going to pay way more money. So I said, I'll have a little boycott for 10 years on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what?
A tale of two restaurants.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think that there are, it's just different people. And Ed is a really good restaurateur, so I'm surprised by that. But I think he probably is so far removed from the people greeting you that, you know, he wouldn't. Right. And I don't know, he might shrug at that. I mean, he cracks me up. I my favorite Ed story is when he had that place that was most recently Mason Jar out in Metairie on West Esplanade. It was Mr. Ed's Hamburgers or something for a brief period of time. And I remember that my daughter and I walked in there literally an hour after they opened for the very first day. Okay.
Mm. Some people like going to restaurants right when they open.
And he had on his menu fresh cut fries. And I could see, I mean, it was literally an hour after the place opened its doors for the very first time. And so I could see already that these were not fresh cut fries. And so he came into the dining room. I said, hey, Ed. And I talked to him for a second. I said, are these fresh cut fries? Because they don't look like them. And this is a direct quote. He said, oh, no, darling. He said, we tried that for about an hour. It was just too much trouble.
So the one where I had trouble, I had the stewed chicken, which was fair. I gave it a C. But macaroni and cheese, could not even eat it. I brought some home. My wife and boys, they both said it was terrible. So all said it was terrible. Anyway, 10-year boycott for them. But someone told me next week we might go to the Maple Leaf. And someone was raving about that. Also,
another guy told me
about Desi Vegas was real good.
That is really good, and there's a couple of three of those.
Yeah,
you're talking
the one
about
in Metairie?
Metairie. Yeah, it's really first class. Very high quality beef, the salads and the entrees, and as well as all of the salads. I said that already, but all the goods that they bring in there. And they get better all the time. It's a spinoff of Mr. John's.
It's not really a spinoff.
Not quite. It's
he's got his own thing going.
Yeah, he's got. It comes from the same guys.
He's related somehow by marriage to maybe Smiley. I'm not sure.
Kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he'll like it. It's good.
The Maple Leaf. What is your impression?
Maple Street is very
good. Maple Leaf.
Maple Leaf.
I'm sorry. Maple Street.
No. Ah, well, you can keep that one.
No, Maple Street. Maple Street. He loves Maple Street. You love
Maple Street.
Yeah.
1459, I think, or something like that, just off of
Jamil's
Carrollton.
Place, yeah.
Yeah, Jamil, he's the only guy who owns the place. It's open every day of the year, and they put out, I think it's on the days when they are pushing themselves really hard that their food comes out best. It really does. And you know what things are like to go out on a holiday. It's hard to get anybody to do anything, but the Maple Street Cafe, they've always done a nice job
with it. I'm going to condense that, Michael. He loves it.
Okay, great. One last tip before I leave. I was at Winn-Dixie at the end of Veterans Day in Metairie, and that beautiful, thick T-bone steaks, well marbled, in a package. It was $4.99 a pound. Hurry up and get over there before they run out.
Where'd you find that?
Winn-Dixie by Desidega. Yeah.
Ah,
all right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
There we go.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
And
bye.
We will. And here it is. And, yeah, I'm liking it. And are you?
260-6368 is the number.
6368.
If you'd like to chat with us, we are here to do that with you.
Really?
Yeah.
That is strange.
You're not?
Is that person here?
Yeah, that's you.
And that.
And me.
And please balance our mics.
Well, I mean, that's hilarious, Doug. But, we could just get Tom to talk into the mic. That would be a big help.
What, I'm not doing that well enough?
You're doing it better than you usually do.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, where you did you just say something and I missed?
Balance your mic.
Balance your mics.
Balance
yeah.
your mic.
Okay.
You know, Brennan's in Houston. Okay, I all right. It's like literally in my mouth, so I will just turn up the knob. Okay.
Don't knock this onto the floor. Oh, you okay?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not that easy to do, but I will do it. All right. How's that, Doug? Is that better? Huh?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. 260-6368 is the number. You just wouldn't believe how we do the show from home.
I'm proud of that.
And
whenever I tell anybody about that, the fact that we do that,
yeah.
We don't do it every day. We do it for good
most
reasons here and there. But they're amazed by that, and they think it's some sort of
magician work.
Exactly.
Magician
or the day tomorrow from
magician stuff
anywhere USA. And
just, anyway. Brennan's in Houston's is in your almanac today, Tom.
I love
Brennan's in Houston's.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Brennan's in Houston.
Yes. Yeah. I remember writing it.
Yes. It's an exceptionally good place. It's got a different vibe to it than anything here. Obviously, it's got a southwestern tinge to it.
You're talking
and
about
that actually enhances.
This is Brennan's in
Houston.
In Houston,
yes,
Brennan's right in the
Houston.
Middle of there. I've been
well, it's
there
downtown.
I've been there about four or five times, and it's run by the same branch of the Brennan family that has, let's see, so many of them. It's hard
Brennan's
to put your finger.
Commanders.
Brennan's Commander's Palace, and
well, actually, it's not Brennan's, but. Commanders.
There also are
the commanders
there are a few little switches back and forth. Like
it's good though. It's really a beautiful
very
place,
good.
And it's a really interesting twist on the Brennan brand. It's got a little southwestern flair to it.
Yeah.
You know what else is in your almanac today?
What?
Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jacks?
Has
really?
Anyone had Cracker Jacks lately? Is that still
Cracker
around?
Jacks.
I was never a huge fan of Cracker Jacks. I could see where you would be for sure because they were very sweet. It was popcorn dipped in caramel.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was like coated with a caramel sauce. And they had the little toy in all of the Cracker Jacks.
Oh, I remember now, having told me about the little Cracker Jack prizes
the toys,
you get,
yeah.
That's what turned them into a great business.
So, but apparently they had to stop doing that because, of course, the usual reasons, liability issues.
Probably so.
But the Cracker Jack started in 1912.
That sounds about
actually,
right.
Actually, You said in here the first prize was inserted into Cracker Jack. So maybe it was around even before 1912, and they just started putting the little prize in there.
It was a big, big deal for people back then.
It's like a baby in a king cake.
A baby in a king cake. Somebody ought to write. I'll get this sooner or later.
A book called The Baby in the King Cake?
The Baby in the King Cake.
Probably have. Anyway, anybody like Cracker Jack? Anyone, when was the last time you ate Cracker Jack?
The last time I saw one.
Anyone.
And I did actually get one during a Halloween party once.
I wonder if, is it still being made?
Oh, yeah. I would
imagine that it would be.
Yeah, there's.
But it's kind of an old-fashioned thing,
so I wonder how popular
it would be.
I don't know.
I'm
going to
look it up and see if it's still around.
Why don't we throw it out to our audience here and see if they
know.
If you have a feeling about Cracker Jacks, and the other one, I've already forgotten what that first one was.
I don't remember what you're referring to.
We'll find that at the same time.
Cracker Jacks. What I wanted to ask about. Is anyone still eating Cracker Jacks? And if so, where do you find it? And there's the familiar box.
Not
the box
too much.
Hasn't changed.
Not much.
At all. But it's now in a bag. It's in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically what it is caramel corn, right? Caramel corn?
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. It's fried, if I remember correctly.
No, it's not. It's popcorn. It's corn that's popped, and then Frito-Lay makes it, and it's dipped in it's like caramel sauce. 1896 is when it started.
The only other thing that opened back then.
Anything that's snacky is older than that.
Delmonico was open then.
Well, I'm talking about a snack food.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder if there was a snack food that was older than that. 1896 That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, 1912 is when the first prize was introduced.
That's what turned it on. Everybody turned on because
of that. Well, I know. It's been around. It was around 16 years before that. So they had to be doing something right for 16 years to be around that long. Mm-hmm. But does anyone remember a particular prize that you got in a Cracker Jack that you maybe still have or really, really impressed you?
There are a lot of them out there.
It was too sweet for me.
I don't collect them anymore. You just can't do everything.
You probably have one of those drawers you keep going through while we're doing the show, Tom. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. If you would like to chat with us, we are looking to do that with you. So give us a call. You're listening to WWL. 105.3 FM, HD2.
Hello, welcome back. It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. What do we talk about? Everything, completely everything. If you like to eat, if you like to dine out, if you like to make your own recipes, if you like trying to even grow your own food, call us. We talk about all of that. Now, I don't claim that I or anybody else over here knows more than everybody else, but we know a couple of things here and there, and it could be that you're going to straighten us out on something where we have an incorrect idea. So we're ready to go, and always fun to shoot the breeze for a while. We don't get deep into this and serious. So this is about the fun, and all of the fun. There it is again of being on the. On the right end of where it's all coming in. It's The Food Show. What are you eating there? You've got a bowl of something.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Marianne is here.
Hi there.
What is that? Hey there, you with the scroll in. Wait.
With the bowl in your hand. Okay.
What?
Anyway, we are talking about the usual stuff.
Yeah.
Food,
yes.
Some capacity. You know what I've noticed today?
No, what?
The Llama's St. Rock.
Yeah.
Seafood has reopened again.
Yeah.
Down in Mandeville, not far from Empastada's.
Yeah.
Has anyone been there? It looks like it's brand new.
You know, it seems like every time I see one of those, it is brand new.
Looking for a report on the new Llama's St. Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I think they dumped the St. Rock part of it. It's now just Llama's Seafood and Market.
Whereabouts is this? Because they've moved around often.
Well, it seems like everybody that has a new seafood restaurant also has a market. So I guess they're capitalizing on the success of Mandeville Seafood, which has a great market next to it.
Yeah.
But these are all different. No. These are really different places. Mandeville Seafood is its own place, and they do a fabulous job. And they have the freshest, most incredible kinds of fish and everything else there. And then there's a new place, Lake House, which is also doing that. And it looks like Llama's Market is doing the same thing. So,
well, there's always some of that going on.
There is a huge need for a market and a seafood restaurant in the same place. Or at least there are people who think that there is that much of a need for it. I think it would be interesting to see how loyal people are to Mandeville Seafood, which has been there the longest and definitely does the best job.
On the North Shore, you mean?
It'd be hard to beat that. Yes. I don't know that there is that much of that on the South Shore. Like, where do you see a seafood restaurant that has a market attached to it?
What?
Wait, on the South Shore.
South Shore.
Where is there a seafood restaurant with a market attached to it, like
Shore. There's one that I know.
Does
it's Deanie's much
have
smaller.
That? What? Does Deanie's have that on Live Oak in Bucktown? Does Deanie's have a market attached to it?
I don't know. I haven't been there very often over the years. I'm not a big fan.
I know.
But there.
It seems to me like the restaurants that are seafood restaurants are separate. They're their own entities.
Yeah.
And then you have the seafood markets, which, like, say, Schaefer and Rusich is its own entity. And you don't eat at the seafood market, and you do eat at the restaurant, but don't buy seafood to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Well, what I know about is that there is a business, but this is going to be one of those.
One of those Tom days. Waiting out. Gets dropped in a hole and bam, gone.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But,
still looking for people to answer us about Cracker Jacks.
Cracker
Did
Jacks?
Did you ever eat Cracker Jacks? Obviously, a lot of people ate Cracker Jacks because if it's been around since 1896 and it's still around, there are people eating Cracker Jacks.
Hard to believe it. But likes something.
I could see that. That could be a favorite kind of snack of yours.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got sugar on it. I mean, you know, I'm not a sugar person, so I'm going to be more of a potato chip kind of person. But I could see that if you really dig sugar, that's a good little snack.
Yeah. Schaefer and Rusich. That's the one I've been trying to think of.
Yeah, what about it? But you can't eat there. Yeah, I mean, I grew up out there, but I never, ever, ever go out there now, except if I'm going to the airport. All right, so today, thank you, Doug, in 1999, the biggest strawberry shortcake ever baked was assembled.
Imagine that.
In Florida.
Who did that?
You know, it is strawberry. It starts today. I've seen strawberries out there.
Oh, they hit.
There are strawberries at the fruit stands on the North Shore.
I believe you because they've been getting more and more earlier and earlier on the calendar every time I go in.
Well, actually, I'm a little surprised at how late they are. Because,
oh, really?
Yeah, because I remember years past, it would be almost right after Christmas you would start seeing
strawberries
in January.
But now it's running later, you say.
Now, well, I mean, it's 6 weeks past January. So, yeah, I mean, we're getting into it's almost like the middle. It used to be where they were in April. Because that's when the Strawberry Festival is. So it used to be, and you would assume that if the Strawberry Festival is in April, that it would be conducted at the peak of the season. So we had the Strawberry Festival in April, but strawberries would be coming in January. And now I am surprised to see. I actually thought about that a couple of weeks ago. I was thinking, you know what, shouldn't strawberries be out? But evidently the weather or something has changed it again, and it's now just coming out now. I saw the first batches of them today.
Yeah. Well, if you've enjoyed that or whether you didn't, you have a little more leeway when it comes to the citrus fruits. So you can start seeing satsumas and oranges.
In November, that's when you see those.
It's in the fall. And
yeah.
And
well, like
I remember that
now.
Back when I was working at the Time Saver, which is, you know, over the years, it has heralded me well to remember certain things that nobody thinks about anymore. But I remember working at the Time Saver. We got this box of satsumas, and we had just started school. So this would have been in, like, September.
So that's changed because you don't see them until November now.
Yeah, it's changed a little bit, but
well,
I don't know.
Well, the vagaries of agricultural products.
Yeah.
That's all you can say about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, this strawberry shortcake in Florida weighed more than 3 tons.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
No, but maybe somebody can do it for me.
I wonder how that was eaten or sliced or portioned out. That seems strange.
Fork and...
anyway, 260-6368 is the number. Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke.
Yes.
What about Cherry Coke?
Was introduced today in 1985.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Its success hinged on the fact that it was not new at all, and people probably ordered Cherry Coke at a drugstore before it was actually officially introduced. But Cherry Coke, I guess, is a syrup on top of the syrup that is standard Coke. I don't understand why someone would drink Cherry Coke, or Coke for that matter, but, you know, a lot of people do.
Yeah, well, that's...
Again, too sweet.
Hmm? Yeah, there's something, a couple of interesting things about this. This is Coke with cherries flavoring
right.
it. Yeah. Okay. And one of the first things that a lot of people did was to make their own Coca-Cola, their cherry Cokes.
Yeah.
And they would do it at home more likely than not.
Put in the syrup from the cherries in it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but that spread out even more because this was after you remember when there were a lot of people who were really bent out of shape because they had switched into classic Coke and had this fact that nobody ever told you. The cherry. At some time, it was Coca-Cola. The classic Coca-Cola continued to be classic cola, and as far as I know, they're still doing it.
Well, that's what used to just be Coke.
But, well, yeah. But then when they changed it, it was a distinctly.
Well, what happened was they made a decision, and shortly realized what a terrible decision it was.
Oh, people were going crazy over it.
Well, I'll tell you, I was one of them because I used to drink Coke, and then I stopped drinking Coke, and I never went back.
Uh-huh.
That's
you
when
and a lot
Coke
of people.
Lost me, and I switched to iced tea, and I thought, you know what, this is better. I like it.
Uh-huh.
It's not sweet. I put lemons in it. I'm good. Thank you. Goodbye, Coke.
Yeah, that's pretty much the deal.
Now, I wonder how much their market share dropped and remained. I wonder how many people were like me where they just walked away from Coke and never went back.
Here we are. It's the back. We're back with the food show. Sorry about that. Every now and then that happens for no reason. Twice today. That's strange.
Yeah.
We are back. Where were we? We actually had some. We were talking about
diet. We were talking about Coke. We were talking about how many people bailed on Coke and never went back.
Well, here was what I was trying to get to, and that is – that when Coke was working on the classic Coke, what was not talked about a lot was that they kept the old Coke, I mean the new Coke.
And they
also held on to.
Do you think Coke is still around though? Because
yeah,
I think they kind of quietly ushered it out the door.
Well, the Cherry Coke. The kind of Coke that they started with to add, that is old. That's new Coke.
Okay, so the Cherry Coke that is Cherry Coke now is the formula for new Coke with cherry in it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is not the end of the world, exactly. Is just exactly as I thought, which is just sort of, it just quietly exited stage left.
Yeah, yeah, that's about what happened. Mm-hmm.
And they kept the name Classic Coke on Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I think I could count on one hand with fingers left over the amount of Coke I drink in a year.
Yeah?
Like I said, only on airplanes. And I only started drinking it on airplanes like 3 trips ago.
So in other words, you hardly drink.
Never. Never.
The only thing I drink anymore is Dr. Nutt.
Well, I don't know where you find that, but anyway.
Well,
we had
I'd like
lunch
to.
Lunch today.
Yeah.
Yes.
What'd you have?
We went to Lola.
Lola. Oh.
Yeah.
Did you really?
And
what were you doing
Tom
there?
Got.
How'd you do that? Who knew? Who told you?
I haven't got the slightest idea what you're saying or doing, but. I got my usual salmon salad, which he now knows to cook way, way more than he would otherwise be inclined to. And Tom got a clam chowder. How was the clam chowder?
It could have been better. It wasn't terrible either. It needs lobster. Not lobster.
Clam.
Clam.
Chowder.
Chowder or any other kind of chowder. There's one ingredient that a lot of chefs don't put it in at all. They either forget or they don't know how much it enhances. It's very simple. Bacon. If you fry some bacon, you cut it up into little pieces and you throw that into the pot or into the bowl where you're tossing it. Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference and a really good one. I already said it. Now I don't have to say it again.
Who's got a good clam chowder around town?
Not many places, but the best place I've seen it lately was over at the restaurant with the impossible name, which is like around the corner from here, right next to Merrill. And there's the Yvonne. It's on the menu there.
There's a clam chowder.
Vion. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, Doug.
And you know who else has it all the time is Chef Andrea.
Yes, I would. Yeah. I could imagine that. Yeah, clam chowder. I think you probably have to get it in New England. You know what I'd like? I'd like
it's easier
crawfish
to get clams.
Chowder.
What?
Crawfish and corn chowder is really good. And any kind of chowder could be really good. I mean, there's potatoes in it. There's bacon in it.
Yeah.
And there's cream. I mean, how far wrong can you go with that?
Not too far.
But apparently some people do. But anyway,
that's
what Tom had. We have a thing, and Tom really has a thing, about the bread at Lola.
Yeah?
Yeah, these are two A-lister restaurant chefs who have this cute little place in downtown Covington, and now that they have the train car, even cuter place in downtown Covington. They really know what they're doing. They're excellent chefs. I usually like everything I get there, except they have the worst bread ever. Class by itself.
I agree.
And I marvel at this, because if you are that spot on with everything else, how can you think that works? Tom has a thing about Lola, because every time he goes, he orders a sandwich which has that bread, and it's their homemade focaccia.
God bless you.
It's bizarre is the word for it. It's just bizarre. And it's kind of like a biscuit, only not as good.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
So
we went today. I had to sell him on the idea by telling him, I go to Lola when I need omega-3 salmon and everything else that's in that fabulous salad. And I go there and I get my fix of that, and I'm set for a little while. So
yeah, well,
I decided today.
Better than you than me.
So I went and I said, look, Tom, I am not going to let you order your usual order, because you always do a sandwich and you always get bent out of shape because it's not good. Because, of course, it's not good. It's got the bread on it. So I said, this time I'm going to order for you. So we go there and I said, what about, you know, we look at the specials board. They actually had something that looked really, really good and I wanted to get it, but I was there specifically for my salmon salad. But they had on the specials board, they had a sort of a Mexican mac and cheese. It was roasted chicken, chorizo, cheddar, another kind of cheese, and the macaroni, and it had like a queso sauce on it, which sounded really great. And I tried to talk Tom into it, but he would have none of it.
Yeah.
So when he saw the clam chowder, there was also a roasted chicken and wild rice soup with spinach that I would have gotten if I was getting a whole bunch of food, but I didn't. So anyway, that was probably the best solution for Tom, who was dragged to Lola today, so I could have my salmon salad.
Yeah, Lola, first of all, you got to love it. At least I got to love it.
Yeah,
because
it's gorgeous.
It's
a train car.
A train car. I mean, literally a real, not thrown together.
An old train car refurbished.
It's the real thing. Mm-hmm. And it's really great looking. And the two chefs who are married to one another, but they both worked at Brennan's for quite a while.
Yeah,
they're very
right.
good
Mr.
at it.
Chef.
And
yeah.
But they only cook at dinner time, really.
No. They're there the whole time. I saw them both today.
Well, but that's where their serious food gets into it.
Yes.
I mean, the salads, you can have the salads and all.
But I still think, you know, if you're a good chef, then whatever you cook, whether it's for lunch or dinner or even breakfast, is going to be of the same caliber.
Yeah, but why
Except
would you
Except the bread. What's with the bread? I don't understand the bread. So anyway, Tom had clam chowder, which is something we almost never see and something that you would never get, and you got it under duress because I told you you're not getting a sandwich because I don't want to hear about the bread and the sandwich. Mm-hmm. Met a very nice Russian lady in there today with her little boy, and they were very cute.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Anyway, brought
it's
back some
show.
Good memories.
We do.
It brought back good memories of when I used to go to a restaurant by myself with my kid or kids. And, you know, we used to just enjoy that. This was while you were out at night, Tom, having your gigantic 12-course meals.
Imagine. We should be listening to the news momentarily here.
Yes, and then we'll be back for
Another hour after,
so if you have anything to say, I'm still looking for someone who has any recollections of Cracker Jacks.
Cracker Jacks.
Your favorite toy that you ever found in a Cracker Jack. Do you ever eat Cracker Jack? Do you ever see Cracker Jack?
They're pretty cheap, I can tell you that.
Well, I wondered, is it sold in the little distinguished box anymore? Because I looked it up online, and I saw only like a snack bag of it, which is disappointing because I would like to think that they've still got their box you could open. All right, that's it.
We're
we are going to take a break, and we will be back after the news.
Come back with more of the food show here on 105.3 FM HD2.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.